Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mushtar FM 89.6. I am Maria, and today we have another gossip show. Gossip, gossip, gossip.
Gossip. Hello, Maria.
Hello. Who's here with me? Oh, I didn't know. I thought I was alone for a second.
I'm the ghost of the gossips. I'm in every corner. Everything that is dark, I'm there. But not because I like the dark, because it's a perfect place to hide you and listen to gossips.
Yes, yes. Always hiding behind the walls and always listening to all the juice. But today, Victor, we are coming back for the fifth time to talk about...
Benidorm Fest.
Hey.
Eurodramas. Part it's coming, five. Eurodramas.
Yeah, like, I want to go back to memory lane for a second because we started this like a year ago or like a little bit more than a year ago. And we are still doing Eurodramas and we're in the part five. Like,
wait. And we have to say to all the dear listeners that it won't be the last one.
No, it won't be. There's another part coming, so keep up for that because, yes, we're coming back. But yes, today, as Victor sang beautifully, we are going to talk about the Benidorm Fest, which, for all of you who don't know, is the Spanish selection of the candidate that's going to go to Eurovision this year.
It's like a Melody Festival, uh-huh. But for us...
O San Remo.
It's like a, yes, Melody Festival in San Remo from AliExpress.
From AliExpress, because it's the Spanish version.
The festival that you want.
The festival that you want. It's only 2 years old, so it's like, it's a baby festival for now.
Historically, we have to say that was a lot of years, but was not related to Eurovision. It was a festival in Benidorm to promote new singers, new artists, and this kind of thing. But right now, it's connected to Eurovision. So it's like the official pre-selection to go to in May to represent our country in Liverpool.
In Liverpool, oh my God. Yes, in my opinion, they should have done this a long time ago. Like, instead of, like, the public TV selecting the person who's gonna go, I think it should have been the audience all along. But, I mean, better late than ever, so we're here. And we're gonna talk about this great day that happened. It was, like, February 4th. And we chose the candidate, but... We will not tell you right now who we chose because we like the thriller, the suspense. So we will tell you later and we will start with who were the hosts, for example.
The host, this trio, this threesome. Because we have to say threesome because they were like talking in a really natural way. I appreciate so much that was that queen, that diva, Monica Naranjo.
Yes.
I think that a festival, like a Benidorm Fest, which the most important thing is create performance. Shows and blah blah, Monica Naranjo have to be this year because I like also the formula, like in other festivals, that the hosts change
every year.
Yes, uh-huh. Every year, or some of them. Okay, because we have to say welcome also this year, that is she repeat for second time, to Inés Hernán, that is also, I think that is the young queen.
Yeah, she's so funny. Like, we will talk about maybe some of her funny moments later, but she's like very trendy and very, very funny.
It's really actual.
Uh-huh.
She connect with the youth people.
She knows all the memes.
Exactly.
Everything. She
exactly.
knows everything.
Because we are not talking that the other one or the other host are not into the vibes, in the youth vibes. But we have to say that this youth journalist, a youth influencer, we have to say that because also she has a lot of videos and a lot of productions in the streaming live. So she knows how to connect, how she has to talk to connect with that new generation, which is also really positive for the festival. So applause for the Benidorm Fest.
Yeah, I think like the three of them were special because each of them brought something different and unique. And I think like the mix was good. Like Monica was the diva.
And singer.
Inés was like the relatable one, the funny one. And then we had Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
He was very like the journalist, like the true journalist there. Very professional. He was like professional, but he also knew how to joke. So yeah, he was there and vibing with Inés and with Monica. So it was really good.
Yes, I think that he was like the face of the TV channel because he was also hosting different shows, like for example, El Cazador, The Hunter, which is a TV contest, and also other formats. And we could see a lot of years ago, Rodrigo Vázquez. So it's a guy that know how to deal with the live events. And even I think, in my opinion, that was the most professional between the three. I mean, Monica Naranjo only have to enjoy because she's the singer in that festival. She did it really okay. Ines Hernán was the fresh one, but for me, Rodrigo Vázquez was the one that everything is under control.
Uh-huh.
At least when sometimes you don't know how to look in one camera or two camera, he always was paying attention.
Yeah, it's the one that if something happens, he will be the one grabbing the attention of the people and being like, okay, guys, we are here. Don't lose your focus.
Yes.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's a very important figure.
And I think that it's a good colleague also, because when something happened like that, he was helping to the two girls also.
And so he's able to improvise as well. When Monica said something to him, he was able to come back to it.
Well, I
which
think
is that, not easy.
I think that the diva of the improvisation is in the...
No, Ines Hernández, yes. She's the best. Like, I think with scripts, she's good, but without the script, she's even better.
It's better.
Like, she shines when there's no script.
Because when I watch Ines Hernández saying, okay, guys, you have to vote to the 7711. No.
No.
It's really serious. Oh, this kind of words that you know that is not from the voice, from the inner Ines Hernández, is like right now is reading the script, because I like that fresh way to be of Ines Hernández, of cariño. It's like a darling, come on, let's vote. How do you feel? Do you feel good? Come on, let's go to the street. All these kind of jokes that later we will talk
yes,
about.
Yes, yes, yes.
But bravo for this trio.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it's controversial, but I liked it more than last year's.
No, it's not controversial at all. Oh my God, it's really nice.
But yeah, I like this host better than last year.
Come on. Even when they were in the opening, I don't know, I think that it was in the first semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Naranjo performs for Open the Festival. Yes, was from the first semifinal for Open the Festival, and she was wearing a hoodie, a black hoodie. And when she finished the performance, the host, Rodrigo Vázquez and her, and Monica Naranjo, were talking like about the performance. And Rodrigo Vázquez was saying, oh, because I loved your hoodie because it was so dark, the ambience and this kind of thing. And Monica Naranjo said, you like the... you like the hoodie because you were a little bit hot. But in a joke mode, not in a pervy way. No.
Yeah, they know how to joke with each other. They have good chemistry like that. Yeah, that's good. That's
that
always
also
good.
Make this kind of contest funny. Because do you imagine?
Just
two
people
hours.
Talking. The just, script. Yeah.
Yes, script, video, performance. Script, video, performance. No.
I would fall asleep. Yeah.
A little bit of jokes. Of course.
Okay, so let's go to the performances.
Oh, yeah,
let's
go. Yeah.
Because there were 8 candidates.
Yes.
And all of them are very colorful, we can say. All of them have their unique characteristics.
No, don't talk about unique.
No.
Not unique.
Not unique. Not this year, not this year.
No, please, no. We have to say that they were 18 candidates, but finally were classified 8. So we will be talking about these 8, because talking about the 18... Talk about what is the past and what people that is not in the final.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about the grand final. If you want to know how the Benidorm Fest works, we have a lot of Eurodrama shows and Victor has explained before how it works. So you can go back and listen to them.
So let's talk about...
about what?
Let's start with Agoné because I don't like it.
Yes?
And let's finish fastly. Yeah,
because are you smelling that something is burning?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh my God.
What's happening?
What this year burned, it's again the song of Agoné.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the song is called Quiero Arder, which means I want to get burnt.
Yes. Oh my God. I don't know what is happening with this song.
It's strange. Like, it's not a conventional song.
No. Yeah.
And we can say that.
Arde.
Yeah, it's very, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, techno, or it's not even techno. How is it? Like, electronic?
I have to recognize that maybe when you are in the disco, like, after 3 hours dancing, maybe you will dance this song. Or maybe we could listen this song even this spring in the discos. Okay? Like, a remix or something like that. And it's nice song, but I think that for me, for Eurovision, no. I'll thank you that right now it's not classified to the Eurovision.
I mean, we will say like how close he came or not. We will say later.
Yes.
But yeah, for me, it's a song that, I mean, I could listen to, but I don't think it's for Europe, at least this year.
Anyway, we have to say that even I don't like Agoné, I don't like at all the song, but we have to say that Agoné is clever guy.
Yeah,
why?
And he has a very good voice, like
because
no one can deny.
This is a promotion.
Uh-huh.
It's like, how many money do you have to spend if you want to promote your new release?
Yeah, and it's what, like 1 million people, 2 million people are going to watch you and you're going to perform.
And then the social media, Twitter, the memes. Instagram, memes. This is for free.
Yeah.
So it's promotion. Please, singers, stop to say that going to Benidorm Fest, that going to the pre-selection or going to Eurovision, it doesn't worth it. No, it doesn't worth it. Stay at home.
Yeah, if they want to do something with their career, like, it's a very good step and they should know. I think this generation of, like, the second edition, they knew that it was good promotion. Like, I was seeing people more aware than last year. Last year it was like more, we'll see what happens. But this year it was like, yeah, we are here and we're going to get promotion, even though we're not going to Eurovision maybe, but we know it's good.
Exactly. It's like you will be at least, in the worst case, you have like a one official one when the song is released, the press releases with the media. Then you have the semi-final, and even if you're classified, you will get the second semi-final. Then the repetitions in the national television, the social media is like at least someone will listen to you. If you're a singer, of course, it's nice to create your own songs for yourself because you feel it. But it's like me. I communicate because I like that someone listen to me.
Yes.
So it's the same for a singer. So why not to take that opportunity? You will have time later to redirect your career. Like most of the singers do when they are in Operación Triunfo, in this kind of reality shows, talent shows. Like at the beginning, they have to follow some steps that the company say, which is normal because they are paying. It's like you are my employee and you have to do whatever I want. And then when you finish and you will create your own company, your own label, you could do whatever you want. That's simple.
Yeah, but for example, like this Benidorm Fest, also Eurovision, like helps you find out about new artists that, for example, I didn't know. Like Alice Wonder. Like I didn't know who this person was until I saw the Benidorm Fest. And yeah, I really enjoyed this performance. It was like indie and like a ballad. Yeah, it was like slower. What did you think of this one?
Was something new.
Definitely, yeah.
And I think that we have to also give space, give the opportunity to these new proposals, because maybe some people say that song is too strange, or why this song? Why? Because someone is singing, and we have to also create that space for some new things. Because if never we watch new things, the life will be always the same.
Yeah, and also like how many strange performances have we seen in Eurovision? Like there have been so many that people have loved after, like.
But I think that the song of Alice Wonder, for me, I have to say that I was not 100% with the song. I prefer another ones, even if the quality are better or worse. But I have to say that has a really wonderful, really great message inside the song. That's why.
And it's very chill. I like it like when I'm in a down mood, like just chilling. Like I think it's a song I could listen to.
I think that it's really good that the indie also could have a space in the Benidorm Fest.
And yeah, and also another genre that is not that popular is rock and roll and punk and
But I don't know why every time that a new band goes or pretend to go to Eurovision and it's a rock band, everyone is like, rock for Eurovision. Come on. Please, people. I stop thinking right now in the 21st century that the rock is weird. Stop. Stop. Please, Lordi. But also we have an example really recent.
Which one? Måneskin?
Måneskin?
And they won. Yeah, yeah.
They won and they are like, right now have a really successful career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, stop. And like them, a lot of. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah,
and also
yeah.
We have to say that in the commercial scene of singers and performance, we had a lot of bands and a lot of group of pop rock or rock. And I have to say that this year, Megara was nice. For me, I think that for Eurovision was one of my favorite. Finally, was not selected.
Spoiler, but
yes.
With Megara with her kitty, like for me, I think that I don't usually listen to like that hard rock and this type of performances, but it was definitely eye-catching.
Yeah,
like I couldn't stop looking at them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really good.
The look with this kind of futuristic thing, but at the same time retro. The way that the makeup, it seems like lovely, but at the same time like you are a naughty.
And then the part like, that was like a video game.
Exactly.
That was very nice.
I think that it's it was a really actual song. It could be nice for Eurovision. But anyways, I think that, for example, Megara also right now, maybe in the festivals, have a lot of concerts later this year or next year, because a lot of people right now it's following this band.
Yeah, if they want to go to festivals during the summer, they should. Because they should. They're probably going to get cold. Yeah.
Organizers, promoters of festivals, bring Megara, please. Bring, because it's a thing that is a funny. But I have to say, this is in gossiping way. Something happened, because when they was like asking for votes, I think that the attitude of the group, I don't know. I felt something is happening behind the scenes.
I mean, yeah, this is like the most rumorous thing like that we know. We don't know anything for sure. But yeah, like we got the impression that the group was going through something. What that is, we don't know.
Yes, we don't know if it's the group with the group. It's like colleagues to colleagues. The group with the organization. The group with something that happened. The group, we don't know. But the truth is that Maria and me, we watch the festival separately. And I ask, Maria, what do you think about this? Because when they were asking for the vote, I don't know, but the speech, you could feel, yes, yes, yes. I felt the same.
Yeah, I noticed too, yeah. That's what I said.
So, careful, careful. Changing the topic and the rhythm totally, I have to say that this spring, summer, I want to dance Noche Ochentera, La Noche Entera, na, 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 na.
That woman is the one that is truly like the winner. That she has won everything because her song is going to be played in every single club in Spain.
Of course.
Like, yeah, for sure. It's, Vico with Noche Entera.
And it's the kind of song that you will listen in the parties because it has a good vibes. It's like a Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. It's like a Just a na, 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 na. Like giving you, charging you with good energy. That is the same. It's nothing special. We have to say that the song is really simple. Okay, simple from the point of view of the listeners. It's not simple. And
yeah, like the lyrics are like easy to sing.
Commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Really commercial, but it's catchy, good vibes.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic with the retro vibes. And we have to say that also Vico, it's a really handsome and performed perfectly. And she, I don't know, but I like this
Yeah,
this
she's
song.
An artist that has worked with this public TV before because she did another song that was supposed to go to Eurovision if the candidate won. She did Muérdeme, which is also a bop, so we know like her career is a long one.
Yes, it's like she was not there because of...
she has worked. We can see that she has worked. Yeah.
So, because she was creating song for another people and as we said years before, for the Operación Triunfo talent show, and right now we are enjoying this song Noche Entera. Na, 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 na. It's impossible that you resist to dance this.
Yeah, you're supposed to, yes, you can dance. You cannot help for yourself. But someone who is also working a lot, because this is the second time that she comes to the Benidorm Fest, because she came last year, is Blanca Paloma. Yeah, yeah.
The rhythm is yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I would like to try, but I don't know.
I mean, for me, it's too powerful. Like, I cannot even try.
I think that respect.
Respect for Blanca Paloma. But yeah, she came last year and she didn't win because obviously we had Chanel. But this year she was like, I am going to try again. And she brought a song that is very flamenco, very Spanish, very, yeah.
With a story. That is really important. The storytelling is really important in Eurovision. And she has the story that the song was a kind of legacy of her grandmother about the roots of the flamenco, but also mixing with the new tendency. So it's kind of perfect. Mm-hmm. It's kind of perfect when you are in the press release and the journalists have to ask questions and they are tired of what do you be inspired? The typical question. So you have to prepare a story. I'm not saying that the story is a lie. No, for sure. But I think that the song, the proposition that have...
Meaning. Yes, you have meaning. Exactly. Not just like an empty song.
Exactly. Yeah. This is my song. And that's all. No. Yeah. You have to create a background because if you go to Eurovision, a lot of people will ask about it and you have to answer more than a sentence.
Yeah, I think this year she was more aware because last year, like, she probably said, okay, my song was good, but this year I'm going to make something better with the story. Like, she prepared more and that's why she gave us this song.
Experience.
Yes.
And this is why go to these kind of festivals is nice, because last edition, the first one, she was recognized by the audience. The audience liked a lot Blanca Paloma. But I think that this year she was brightful.
Mm-hmm.
She catch the attention.
Yeah, she was glowing. Yeah.
Yes. And even the way that she speak, is like she know how to deal with the media, with the camera. And this is about the experience. So try. And it's not like again Blanca Paloma. No. Because it's a really good singer.
Yeah, but also, like, she, in her song, she talks about her son and her grandma. But another artist that has been in the Benidorm this year that has been inspired by her family was Fusa Nocta with Mi Familia Lo Primero. This song is like, it pumps you up so much. Like, you want to be like, woo, woo, let's go.
Yeah. I like a lot. I have to say that I like this candidate a lot. I know why. And I don't know at the same time why it was underrated. I think that maybe a lot of people, when watch Fusa Nocta, maybe is thinking it's like Rosalía, or kind of new Rosalía, or Rosalía from Valencia, Comunidad Valenciana, sorry. But I don't know. For me, it was nice.
I like the song. Yeah. Like, yeah, for me, it was okay. I think this year in general, I liked the songs. So, yeah, I was happy with all the performances.
I'm happy also with that some boy bands were non-qualified.
No, thank you. Nothing.
Yes. Not unique, not this kind of thing.
No.
No more chains. No, thank you.
We didn't have any boy bands, but we did have a pretty boy.
Yes, this is the saying of this year.
Like this is like the most, like the closest thing to like the boy band, because it's like this guy who is handsome, has been everywhere. I think he went to The Voice in Mexico, I believe. And we are talking about José Otero.
Maybe he has to try in Mars. Like his song.
His
sorry.
Song, Inviernos en Marte, yes, winters in Mars.
Yeah, maybe still it's winter, so José Otero travel to,
to Mars.
To Mars. Maybe there the song is good and it's a hit.
Yeah,
not
for me,
now.
Like, he has a really good voice. He was saying in the interview before he performed that the song showcased everything he is. But I think he can do better than that. Like, his voice is better than that song.
I think
if he had chosen a different song where he could, like, show his voice better, he would have been, like, a better candidate. Not better candidate himself, but, like, the song would have been a better choice.
Of course. And even because I said that I don't like the song and I don't like this entry at all. But I have to recognize that José Otero is a really talented singer. The career of José, it's really long, and also was in the best, one of the best places for learn music. I don't know the big artist that was in the Benidorm Fest, they said, but I don't remember right now. And yes, for sure, I think that it's not the song, it's not the performance.
Yeah,
José
I think
Otero,
the song could have been better. Yeah.
Next year.
Next year he can come again. Yeah, why not?
With something in English, maybe.
But
or
can they
Spanglish?
Speak? Can they do Spanglish? Because I believe that there's a number of Spanish words that they have to say, like in order for them to be classified or something. I don't really know
don't
how
know.
The rules go. But I think he could do something, bilingual, like Chanel did. Something like that.
Different, deep. It could be. I'm talking about deep.
Last Let's but go. Not least, we can go with the great, amazing Carmento.
Carmento, we love you.
That woman. Oh my God.
I think that also Carmento will be one of the this year.
Who
one.
Will benefit the most?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she's not going to Eurovision, but at least this summer we'll have a lot of work in this kind of performance scene. Maybe she had in advance, but we don't know. But I think that this year, maybe more quality, more work, I think, because the audience was connecting really a lot with Carmento. And also Carmento is a really funny girl, and she also knows how to talk with the camera, with the people. And was really nice the moment.
Yeah, when she was asking people to vote for her.
And she said, No, I will not talk. I will sing.
Yeah.
Castilla La Mancha, then give me a vote. What's perfect? Was something like that. We are not laughing. The opposite. We are like right now recognizing that Carmento is a really unique.
Yeah.
And not unique.
Not unique. You're saying the word a lot. Like, she knows how to gain the people's love and attention in a funny way.
We have to say that it's a kind of this quote that, for example, for Lola Flores, that it's, she doesn't sing, she doesn't dance, but people don't miss it. Don't miss the performance. Something like that. Maybe it's not the best singing, maybe it's not the best dancing, but you don't know why, but she creates a performance.
Uh-huh.
And that's the important thing, that a singer evokes something on you.
Let's go see who's winning. Okay, so let's go to the most intense and nerve-wracking part of the Benidorm Fest.
Yes, the points, the points.
The points of the Spanish jury, the vote of people who were selected randomly. I don't know how to say that in English because he has a very strange name in Spanish. And the audience vote. So, Victor, you are the host today. You are going to say who won.
This year, our candidate, and I think that good candidate, it's Blanca Paloma!
Hey! Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, and congratulations also to the audience and the jury, because I think that there was the year with less controversy.
Yeah, they all agreed, which was weird to me, but they all agreed, like
because,
the three juries.
The three juries give the maximum points to Blanca Paloma. For example, The professional one gave 94. The demoscopic about... I don't know how to translate this thing.
I don't know. It's just random people that they select. Yeah, I don't know who these people are, who's voting here.
So
I don't know.
Also gave the maximum point, that is 35. And the audience with the televote, also the maximum one, which was 40. So
40, yeah.
She was the winner in every different jury. So congratulations. And also, we have to say that also the jury and the audience was agree, for example, in the position of Usa Nocta.
Mm-hmm.
Or other singers.
Agoné, yes. Also. He came second. Yeah.
Yes, Agoné very close. Second. So, good.
Good. No one is mad, I think, this year. I mean, there are people who are saying, no, she will not be able to translate her feelings because the song is very Spanish. But I can say that that's a lie. Like, people that don't speak Spanish and know nothing about Spanish culture, they are feeling the song already. We will see in Eurovision. We will see. But
we will
I think
see,
it's not
because
correct.
Sometimes the dramas even could benefit to the candidate. You know,
Chanel.
Remember Chanel last
poor
year?
Poor baby.
That a lot of controversial, but see Chanel today.
Yes, yes. She had to go through a lot. She had to go through a lot, poor baby. But
could we talk?
Okay, let's go to drama because, yeah, I know you've been waiting for this moment. Let's go.
Tell me.
No, you wanted to talk about, like, the camera work and stuff like that.
Oof. Oh, my God. Why the cameras was tilting a lot? What is happening there? Why the cameras move a lot? Why the cameras are not in the place? Why there is no one that could put some order in this kind of event? I'm tired. Please. I'm not the one that I have to do it because I don't know how to do it. Maybe I could learn. But it's that the national television couldn't do a live event with the perfect camera edition. What is happening?
And you think they should pay attention to the Melody Fest?
Because there is a lot of people with a lot of experience there. Where are they?
Going outside, yeah.
Taking a break. No, darlings, the people with experience have to be there in the moment, taking the control. So please, the next year, this have to improve. For the other things, was okay, really okay.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see. They have it as homework, even if they don't know. But next year, we'll see.
It's like a 2 years festival, something could be. But just if it's the main party of my village, next year could be better. Okay, because we are not professional, but we are talking about professionals. So please, people that earn money for do this, okay. And a lot of money. Next year, we have to improve in that because the people that it's in the television, because it's impossible to get tickets, we want to see a good show.
I mean, we saw Mónica Naranjo and Ana Mena. What more do you want?
That was the best point. Okay,
that's where all the money went.
We could forget the cameras.
We can forget.
But Ana Mena,
baby.
Ana Mena, why only two songs?
Nah, we wanted more from her. Like, we've been saying that we're her fans, but we wanted more.
¿A quién llamo cuando llame las 12?
That's your favorite song. Like, you've been singing that song for a long
time. Yeah, I like a lot of songs of Ana Mena, mostly every song. Not some of them that sing with this kind of trap people, like Omar Montes.
Uh-huh.
No. And I mean, with that people, no.
You want her alone, to shine alone.
Exactly. Alone, on with people.
Or Belinda.
Yes, like this, with people of quality.
People of quality.
Yes. I don't know why that alliance, but...
And then Mónica Naranjo was just, like, sensational. That was amazing.
Do you imagine that something happened in the Benidorm Fest and for one moment start to see Mónica Naranjo and Ana Mena at the same time?
Wow. That would be amazing. Not them two, but I think Mónica Naranjo and Chanel, yes.
Because it's coming drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Could we talk about that?
Yes, for sure. Go ahead.
Cover night. Bravo.
Explain first what that is and then we'll clap for
Cover night. Soon, a new talent show will be released in the National Television Channel. In the first channel. It's a talent show that people will sing covers.
Basically, yeah.
Yes. But the thing and the drama thing is the jury.
The jury and all the people involved, so like the famous people involved. I think it's amazing. I think it's going to be amazing. Okay, so who are the judges?
We have to say Mónica Naranjo.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So perfect.
Uh-huh.
It's a must.
Her.
It's like we will watch that show only for Mónica Naranjo.
In the first season of the show, she's always there. Then she leaves.
Yes.
But in the first season,
exactly.
She's there.
And I don't know why she wasn't in the first edition of the Benidorm Fest.
Because I mean, yeah.
This was in the second, so what is happening with the routine of Mónica Naranjo?
Who knows? But in the first one of Cover Night, she's going to be there. Who else?
Chanel. And also will be Miguel Bosé.
And Juan Magán.
We have to say that every week, one of the jury will change, will rotate.
Yeah, we don't know exactly who is
who don't know
the person
who
that's
going to
rotate. Yeah, but I mean, we'll see, I guess. And then we have the host, who's
yes.
going to be Ruth Lorenzo.
Exactly.
She went to Eurovision as well, so she's a very, like, good artist.
And now the drama.
And now the backstage, which is the part that you like.
The backstage will be Abraham Mateo and listen. Ana Guerra!
Yeah.
And some people will say, who is Ana Guerra?
Who is Ana Guerra?
I also don't know.
No, she was
sorry.
In Operación Triunfo. She was in The Fame.
You
yes.
know that I have a picture with Ana Mena.
With Ana Mena or Guerra?
I'm sorry. With Ana Guerra.
Ana Guerra, you have a picture with Ana Guerra?
Yes, I was a fan of Ana Guerra.
Show me the picture later.
In Operación Triunfo. Yes, in the talent show, I was the fan. And when she came to my city, I was making queue for the signature.
You need to show me the picture. Yes, Ana Guerra is really funny and we're laughing. People won't understand if they're not Spanish. But because she's a walking meme. Like everything she says, she's just like very funny.
Eleganza.
Like,
eleganza, like prima. Eleganza.
Inés Hernando also like quoted her. Like people quote her. Like it's so
and
funny.
What about the jokes of Inés Hernando?
Oh, she's so funny. Like there are so many that I don't even know where to start. Like for example, with Blanca Paloma, when she went to her to ask her what she was going to say to the public, she said, because her song, okay, context. Blanca Paloma's song is Ea Ea, and that's usually what you say when you are bouncing a baby, when mm-hmm. you are like rocking the baby for it to fall asleep.
Like a lullaby.
Like a lullaby, yeah, exactly. So Inés Hernando went and told her, you are the worst babysitter ever that will give the child aneurysm because your song is very aggressive. Like, how does she even come up with these things? Like, I cannot even understand.
But she's amazing, Inés Hernando. Also, we have to talk about the moment that she was talking about Chanel and the choreography of Chanel.
Yeah.
It's like, because this song, and in that moment she noticed that she will say something that maybe is not appropriate, but even though it's
she
like,
says it, she doesn't care, she doesn't
it's
care.
Like, this choreography finally produced a lot of injuries in the emergency hospital of Chueca.
Like, I just love her. Like, she just says whatever she wants. And it looks like she's not getting in any trouble. So that's good. But it's like everything she says, she's so funny. She's a comedian.
She's a comedian because she knows the border.
Yeah. She knows not to cross the line.
Yes. She knows how to make the jokes, even jokes about different collectives. But she knows the border,
mm-hmm.
I think, from my point of view. And with this, I think that...
I think you have everything you need to know about this year's
yes.
Benidorm Fest. So
the festival yes. that you want.
The festival that you want. Never forget it. And yeah, as Victor said before, we have another part about, like another show about Eurovision that's coming soon. So you need to look at our social media. You need to refresh the page all the time to see when it's coming out.
Yes.
And thank you, Victor, for being here with me today.
It was a pleasure. And also pay attention because the next one is Eurovision, Road to Eurovision.
Ooh.
Don't miss it.
And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us one more week. See you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dun, 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 dun. I have to stop right now? Okay.
You can keep going. Well, I'll just go, but you can keep going.
Bye-bye.